how it's different from last year to the few first few months under a new regime?
The difference is we have iPad playbooks now, you know, and that's a good, it's going to get a little bit used to just trying to do something new with that. But with Wiz, you know, he hit the ground running. They threw the plays at us, see how much we can handle, to see where we at, you know, to see what we can take in. And that's one thing I like about Wiz is he's trying to give us the opportunity to hit the ground running and start off fast. And that's what we need to do is start off fast.
What do you like about this offense and excuse me, and how much different is it from the offense you were in Tennessee last year? What do you like about this new offense?
This offense gives the receivers a lot of options, the tight ends as well, and they give the running backs options to find holes and make plays. It's going to be a big run offense first, and then, you know, if we can get that running game going, we're going to throw the ball. First, we got to get the running game going so we can have our receivers get a lot of catches and put points on the board. So it's just, you know, it's going to be exciting. It's real early. I couldn't tell you too much. You know, I don't want to give it away. That'll kill the point. But I think it's going to be exciting to watch us play.
And I know he's in the room, so you're going to have to be a little nice. But the addition of Dexter McCluster, a guy that's kind of a hybrid that can do a lot of different things, how good is it going to be to have him on the field running offense with you?
Oh, it's good. You know, he just took the name the Swiss Army Knife, so I ain't the Swiss Army Knife no more. That's Dexter. You know, he does everything at practice. You know, you might see him in the backfield. You might see him in a slide. He might motion all the way out and be the single receiver. So I think just having him on the team is going to put defenses in a void. You know, you're going to have to put in a different type of defense out there. You might have to bring in a nickel or a dime. And then he can motion back and we can run the ball. So that's going to be explosive for our offense.
You played with Jake last year. He got hurt. Missed a lot of time, and now Saturday they draft Zach Mettenberger, and it's been a big talking point here in Memphis and in Nashville. I know about maybe is the writing on the wall about making a change at quarterback. How do you think Jake is handling this, and when he gets back on the field and it becomes a competition, you think he's ready to go with that?
Most definitely. Jake is going to compete. I was telling somebody before we got here, Jake a good old country boy, you know, and them dudes going to compete. I don't think that's going to be a problem with the draft that they bring in a new quarterback. Jake is still going to go out there and try to be the leader of the team, and which he is the leader of the team. But, you know, Wiz going to give everybody the opportunity to try to start.
Taylor Lewan, you know, the offensive tackle, a lot of people said, man, they already got two starting tackles in Ruse and Orr. When you saw that pick as a guy who's a tight end, did you like the pick, getting another tackle early in the first round?
Whatever the front office pick, I like it. You know, that's what they do. That's their job. They feel like at some point we might need them. You know, he can start. I don't know. You know, that's going to lead up to the coaches and his performance level. But like you said, we do have two great offensive tackles already. But just to add him, that's going to help the future.
What's the expectations in Nashville for you guys going into a new year with a new coach?
Going to the Super Bowl. That's what we want, you know, and that's all Wiz talk about. If we want to go to the Super Bowl, we all got to buy in. So look like everybody's buying in so far. Our goal is to get to the Super Bowl.
Hey, Delaney.
Oh, my God. The fans is awesome. Being on the caravan with your teammates, you get to learn more about them, just, you know, interact with them until we get to see the fans. And then when you see the fans, they so excited. I think that's the best part because, you know, without them, we probably wouldn't play football if they don't come to the games and support us. So it's always good to see the fans come out, ask for autographs, and bring their kids. You know, we get to pick up the babies and hug them and sign autographs. I mean, you can't beat that.